Welcome to the UN Special Representative for Somalia, Nicholas Gay. Hello.
Hello, good morning from Addis.
What's your reaction to the US airstrike against a senior Al-Shabaab commander?
The fight against terrorism globally is a really high international priority, and in Somalia, definitely combating terrorism is something which is high on the region's agenda, high on the federal government of Somalia's agenda, and so making progress against Al-Shabaab is important. This seems to be a significant event.
Do you know if this was carried out with AMISOM's knowledge?
I'm not absolutely privy to what sort of operational exchanges there are, but I would imagine that it would be.
There were no US troops on the ground, so how do we know whether there were any casualties? This must be a concern of the UN.
A concern would obviously be for civilian casualties if that was the case. My general sort of impression and experience of these attacks in Somalia is that there haven't been reports of civilian casualties. They seem, on the whole, to be fairly well targeted operations. But this is something which has happened fairly recently in a difficult to access part of the country, so I think bits of information are still coming through and the picture isn't yet complete. But until now, I've certainly not heard any reports of civilian casualties.
The Ethiopians have now been incorporated into the AMISOM force. Why do you think they wanted to act independently for so long?
I guess it's a sort of historical factor, having been involved bilaterally in Somalia since at least 2007, then this is something which they have so far preferred to do bilaterally. But their incorporation in AMISOM has certainly been welcomed. I've welcomed it, and I know the African Union are very keen to have them inside AMISOM.
What are your thoughts on the government's new cabinet, which has recently been approved?
It's a larger cabinet than there was before. I suspect the previous one was overstretched because they only had 10 ministries, and now they've gone up to 25. And therefore, I don't think they can say that they'll be overstretched now in terms of the division of labour. Many of the ministers are quite experienced, professional, competent individuals, as far as one can see, selected on merit to do what is really a big job now. The people of Somalia are looking to their government to deliver what they really need, which is better security, better economic prospects, jobs, services, health, education, and there's an awful lot to do. And so I wish them all the very best, and the UN will be supporting their efforts very closely.
You mentioned its size, 25 ministers, 25 deputy ministers, 5 ministers of state, I believe. It seems rather big.
Yeah, it's, as I say, gone up dramatically, really, since the previous, which was probably regarded as too small. What I can see is that, you know, this is a cabinet of political accommodation, and as we know, the challenge in Somalia is that there are a diversity of groups, clan-based, but regional as well, who need to be brought in and satisfied. So I think it is, you know, you can view it as a positive government and cabinet of a national unity.
How long do you think the new Somali Prime Minister Abdiweli Sheikh Ahmed will last for?
I hope he'll be there for as long as he is delivering what the people of Somalia have been expecting, as I say. And I wish him all the very best. He's a very experienced individual from a development and international financial institutions background, and I'm sure he's going to do a really tough job well.
What's the UN's position on Jubaland? There are some groups who aren't happy with the outcome of the Mogadishu conference.
The Juba interim administration, we think, is a good step forward. I was here in August for the conclusion of the negotiations of the agreement that set it up and witnessed that agreement. It's not ever easy within Somalia. As I say, this is a country which has, over the last 22 years, lacked any strong central state, where power has fragmented and dispersed around the country, and where the strength and importance of clan has come out strongly. And clearly, as Somalia now sets a federal model and forms federal states within Somalia, it's going to be impossible to group federal states in a way that absolutely satisfies every individual and every individual group. So yes, there is some criticism of the Juba interim administration and its structure, but I think this is part of the important political process that's underway now, and it is important that it's political. People are now debating and discussing and doing it through negotiation rather than at the end of a gun.
Thank you to the UN Special Representative for Somalia, Nicholas Kay.
Thank you very much to RFI.